Walking the talk.
This is 702.
702.
So this past Thursday marked the International Girls in ICT Day, which is aimed at inspiring and encouraging girls to pursue a future in information and communications technology. I'm going to bring in Siphenduhle Mazibuko, Global Director of Business System Support at Mindcast, to share some insights into how we get this up and running. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Jane, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you for joining us. I mean, this is a very important move, isn't it, to get girls into information and communications technology. Why are we lacking when it comes to that?
I think one of the things is we are not intentional about bringing girls into the space. I think once one start engaging the stakeholders and making sure that everyone is aligned, you start seeing that you are able to really start changing and transforming the team and the benefits that comes with that. You've mentioned that when you're starting the show, starting this conversation, it is just not brainer to do that in transforming these teams and bringing in girls into the ICT space.
How challenging is it?
What
are your tips? How do you get started?
This is what I always say. Like, you'll always find diverse group of people for whatever position you're looking for, no matter how senior or junior it is. It's really just a matter of being intentional about it. What worked for me was making sure that I'm engaging my stakeholders, especially talent acquisition, because they need to be, they're a key part of the process of bringing in talent into my team. So we needed to have those conversations, but also just have conversation with people that are managing people, because we all have our own conscious bias that have formed over the years. So we need to start really just engaging around the challenges that we're seeing that prevents women or girls to join this industry. So it is really just having those uncomfortable conversations.
And I should imagine the success is when you see everybody getting on and showing what they can do, and that's probably the best way to communicate, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. I always say this when I try to have this conversation, and like, have we noticed, I think, in any social setting, we find that people tend to gravitate towards people that they have commonalities with. And the reason why we do that is to build the confidence so that you can navigate that social engagement. It's the same thing at work, that if you have diverse group of people, people will then draw inspiration from people that look like them. And in that way, you also create an environment that people feel that they belong. And when people feel that they belong, they'll have confidence, and therefore they'll do their best work, which benefits everyone, right? It benefits the individual when they grow their careers, but it also benefits the organization. And it also makes their organization itself be relatable to their customers, because they have diverse group of people that meet the customers that they have.
And I should imagine that this would help unlock business and, as you say, obviously appeal to your customers at the same time.
Yes, no, of course. We've all have had big brands being in trouble because of exactly that, where they put out a campaign that actually offends another group of people. So this makes, it's not burner really, it just makes decisions and solutions that we put out there to be much more robust, because you have diverse groups of people working on those solutions and making those decisions. So it works, it really does work, and provides more advantages than I can say difficulties.
I should imagine it must be quite exciting, you know, also getting to know people, getting to know them better, and also finding the commonalities is always very positive.
Yeah, no, of course. Like, one of the things I like about my team that we've created is just that vibrancy in the team. Like, when we come up with strategy, we all just come in and want to make it work. We all come in and give feedback on things that are not working, because we just have that diverse group of views, diverse views on our experiences, on how we approach things. So it just creates that that element of you're always learning. You're quite right. Like, we all think differently. We all do things differently. So it just creates that beautiful environment. But I think what is more important as well, that maybe I need to just also mention, is it's one thing to bring in that diverse group of people, but we also need to just focus on how do we create an environment that makes that group of people thrive and put yep. in elements in place and support system in place to make sure that people still feel that they can do their best work. They have that sense of belonging within that team.
So if somebody wanted to get in touch with you to find out how they can go about it or to use your systems, your ideas, what should they do?
I'm on LinkedIn. It's Phindokuhle Mazibuko. They can definitely reach out to me through that. I think that's probably the best platform to use for this type of conversation.
Sure. And what would your message be to parents who think that their girls might be interested in ICT? I mean, what's the route they should take?
I think, first of all, I'm going to say to people that are in the industry, like myself, that it is our responsibility, first of all, to tell our stories, because I think I also believe that ICT is for men that carry pieces around and work with cable. I think we need to start telling the stories of how diverse ICT it is, and the opportunities that come with ICT. Actually, I was looking at some of the stats, obviously, preparing for our conversation. Cyber security in particular still has about in excess of 300 million jobs that we need to fill, because it just keeps on being growing and demanding as it is. And for the parents, I think let's try and expose our kids to programs that offer learnership, that offer either conversation around the space. Let's encourage our kids to not be afraid to take up the STEM subjects, because those are the subjects that will then lead them to be able to join ICT.
Good advice. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much. If anyone wants to get in touch with you, they should go to your LinkedIn page. Phindokuhle Mazibuko, thank you very much.
Thank you.